It's Friday, April 23rd, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. The DOJ focuses on ransomware, UK on secure by design, and the EU on artificial intelligence, and Microsoft's research on meeting fatigue. This is the Business of Tech. Time for another regulation roundup. The Department of Justice has formed a task force specifically focused on ransomware. The group focuses on training, improved intelligence across the department, and work to identify links between criminal actors and nation states. In the UK, smartphones will be included in the scope of a security by design law focused on consumer devices. This coming law focused initially on IoT devices and builds on a code of practice for IoT device manufacturers from 2018. Now, the plan covers essentially all smart devices. PCs and tablets without cellular connections are not covered. In the EU, officials have proposed a new set of regulations around high-risk uses of artificial intelligence. The rules prohibit remote biometric identification for uses like surveilling crowds, define a list of those high-risk uses, and lay out fines for companies that break the rules. This proposal would move through the process and likely will take years. Now, why do we care? These are each a bit different, and I'm presenting in order of impact and timeliness. I previously said that we can't expect different results without more investment from law enforcement. The formation of a dedicated task force by the DOJ is a specific focus. There are now resources collecting information on ransomware and finding the links between organizations. We can hope that effort against the systematic criminal organization helps improve things. The UK's set of laws is interesting, as it's another round of specific basics. It includes banning default passwords, points of contact to report vulnerabilities, and upfront notification of how long security updates are to be delivered. The basics get covered. Again, this now hopes that the basics get covered. The EU laws are a lot more forward-looking, and certainly show regulators' interest in privacy. The EU has certainly led here, and many are saying this could be the GDPR of artificial intelligence. GDPR was hugely impactful, so even if it's taking years, this debate will impact product design. Here's some research you can leverage and teach customers. Microsoft has done research on back-to-back virtual meetings. Turns out, yes, it does make you more stressed and distracted. The cure for meeting fatigue, however, is straightforward. Take breaks. Taking breaks between meetings allows the brain to reset, focus, and engage. In response, the company added a feature to Outlook to encourage shorter meetings and take breaks, and the default settings on Microsoft Teams now start meetings 5 minutes after the hour. Why do we care? This is a very specific set of recommendations and a perfect example of what I mean when I talk about business value. The features Microsoft has added are most effective if users are trained on not only how to use them, but the why. Companies that use the why to build a culture where this is not only accepted, but embraced, are the ones that get the benefits. Changing behavior requires that investment. Those that take advantage of that get the benefits of less stressed and more focused employees, but it doesn't just happen. Want to bring that extra value? Help customers and your own organization leverage this information. I absolutely redid my own booking settings to adjust. Are you still relying on a frustrating patchwork of legacy solutions? Modernize your cybersecurity and data protection with Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud. It's a single solution that combines backup, anti-malware, and endpoint protection management. As an MSP, you can easily improve client security posture, eliminate complexity, and generate more recurring revenue. Learn more about Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud at acronis.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. This weekend, a bonus episode as we answer a listener question about marketing. Talk to you again on Monday.